From Washington, this is VOA News. China has dismissed calls for a freeze on provocative acts in the South China Sea and reportedly more airstrikes in Iraq. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. Just getting word now of fresh airstrikes by the U.S. military in the Iraq region. We will keep an eye on details as they become available. President Barack Obama says U.S. airstrikes have worked in Iraq, and international help is on the way in providing aid to the refugees there. Saturday, President Obama said the U.S. military's airstrikes in Iraq have successfully destroyed arms and equipment that Islamic State militants could have used against the Kurdish capital of Erbil. In his weekly address Saturday, the president said U.S. forces are continuing to deliver humanitarian assistance to persecuted religious minorities stranded on Mount Sinjar, and he said planning is underway to create a safe corridor for them to be relocated.
The thousands, perhaps tens of thousands of Iraqi men, women, and children who fled to that mountain were starving and dying of thirst. The food and water we airdropped will help them survive. I've also approved targeted American airstrikes to help Iraqi forces break the siege and rescue these families. Earlier this week, one anguished Iraqi in this area cried to the world, "There is no one coming to help." Today, America is helping.
And following up on the late word, U.S. military says it has carried out four more airstrikes against Islamic State militants who were firing on civilians in northern Iraq. The U.S. Central Command said Saturday's strikes involved jet fighters and drones and targeted armored carriers and a truck. It described the strikes near Sinjar as successful. Iraqi leaders have expressed thanks to the United States for airstrikes and relief to stranded Yazidi refugees amid an unprecedented refugee crisis in the country as well. There's more details on these stories at voanews.com. China has dismissed U.S. calls for a freeze on provocative acts in disputed waters of the South China Sea. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, in attendance at a meeting at ASEAN foreign ministers in the Myanmar capital, said the U.S. and ASEAN had a shared responsibility to ensure maritime security in the region.
The United States and ASEAN have a common responsibility to ensure the maritime security of critical global sea lanes and ports. We need to work together to manage tensions in the South China Sea and to manage them peacefully, and also to manage them on a basis of international law.
However, China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi disputed the U.S. position, saying any talk of rising tensions was an exaggeration. Israel says it will not negotiate under fire as it continues to bombard Gaza in response to rockets from Hamas militants. Palestinian officials said they expect an Israeli delegation to return to Cairo Sunday for talks with Egyptian negotiators on a long-term ceasefire. Israelis say they will not join the talks as long as the attacks continue. Saturday was the final day of campaigning by candidates in Turkey's first directly elected presidential vote. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
In Istanbul, supporters of Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan's presidential bid are campaigning hard in the final hours of Turkey's election, the first time the country will choose its president by direct popular vote. Mr. Erdogan contends that a directly elected president has a mandate to exert more power. According to the constitution, Turkey's president is the head of the state, but parliament holds the country's real political power. In contrast to Mr. Erdogan, his rivals Selahattin Demirtas and Ekmeleddin İnsanoğlu are campaigning against authoritarianism and promising they will not make significant changes in the country's balance of power. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
The West African countries hardest hit by Ebola are ramping up efforts to stop the virus from spreading. Guinea announced Saturday it was closing its borders with Liberia and Sierra Leone. Together, the three countries have lost nearly 1,000 lives to the disease. The current Ebola outbreak in West Africa is on pace to infect more people than all previous outbreaks of the virus combined. More details at voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Vincent Bruce.
That's the latest world news from VOA.